This is Senatron, and you're listening to Sen's Call-Ups.
From Studio 65 on the Sens Underground Network, welcome to episode 13.5 of the Sens Call-Ups for Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. With all the injury news, it's hard to be positive and hopeful for the Senators, but with their pesky play keeping our spirits up and beating the screaming trees, and therefore silencing several thousand blue cockroaches in the Scotiabank Place, it's getting easier. Boys, that was fun tonight. Little stressful, but it was fun.
I got no voice.
It's a 0.5 episode. I'm hammered.
Done. But yeah, my voice is gone. I can't believe I did that.
Well,
I'm spent for the night. See you, boys.
I can do a really good Barry Manilow impression right now.
I could do a Barry White.
Oh, Barry White. That's the one. Oh, yeah.
My voice is pretty rough as well, but it was just from yelling all night long to drown out all those cockroaches. Exactly. We're just here to talk a little bit about the win tonight, just because it was a game that all three of us were at. Pan, thank you for the ticket. That was very generous of you. A lot
My
of fun.
My pleasure.
And it was also a win over the blue team, which is always a fun thing. Especially when you watch their fans who are, well, almost all of them are drunk and being idiots, how they try and justify things afterwards when they've been so sure they were going to win all game long. I don't really want to do a game summary, just more like, we won, haha, suck it, Finesse.
We got three, they got two.
I so wish Paul McLean had done that tonight. That would have been hilarious. But quickly, player impressions. I don't think I have anybody who I was particularly. I want to be particularly, hard on. I think everybody played reasonably well. I liked Smith's game tonight. He was all over the place. He was getting hit continuously and just kept playing. So I would have. I don't know. I don't even know who the game stars were. I just got in a few minutes ago. So I don't know if he was one of the game stars. I doubt it.
No. I was actually surprised that Zibad didn't get a star either.
What?
Yeah. They gave the third star to a Leafer.
Yeah. Third star to a Leafer, second star Condra, first star to Greening.
Okay. Greening scored the winning goal. Yeah. Condra scored the first or the second? I can't remember.
Second.
First.
Second.
Second? Okay.
Zibad got the first. Back into it.
So which Leafer
set up the last goal?
You have to give the Leafs some. I'd say it's a fair game anyway because Gunnarsson wasn't quite healthy and who else there? Gardner's down in the minors and they're missing Fratton. Yeah, so. Oh, and Reimer. So.
And Lupul.
Yeah, and Lupul. So it's pretty even, right?
That's very even, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those guys really do tie with a potential Vezina candidate, a Norris Trophy winner, the number four scorer in the league last year. Yeah. Absolutely.
All-star McCulloch. Cowan.
Yeah, top pairing defenseman in Cowan. Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, because Cowan doesn't count in this, remember, because he hasn't been there all year.
He's still missing. He would have been there.
No, not with the Leafs. It's like, well.
Oh, that's
Tim
right.
Tim Connolly hasn't been with the team.
Okay, well, let me tell you how this game started. I got there at 3 o'clock because...
Yeah. Yeah, you thought it was an afternoon game, didn't you?
Oh, you thought it's an on NBC.
I've been NBC'd. No, I was there for the fan, whatever they call it, big screen video shoot. I wasn't sure what to expect for that. RSU people were invited, and I got there, and actually turned out to be instead of a group video, people were brought in kind of one on one, and and had to record a kind of a line, you'd say. And the direction we were given is, say, it's third period of the game, you know, and it's almost the playoffs, and, you know, tell us what you're thinking, you know. And they gave us example lines, and actually the lines that they gave us as examples kind of sucked. It was kind of like, you know, a win's a win, and that kind of stuff. But
be redderer!
Yeah, be redderer!
You should have done that.
But, of course, we came up with our own, and we'll see what gets on the screen.
I'm so disappointed you didn't use the one I wanted you to use.
Which was what?
Make sure to download the next episode of Sense Call-Ups at the Sense Underground Network.
That would have been good.
A little shameless self-promotion never hurt, right?
One of the guys, he's like, can I just say, hi, I'm single? I'm like, yeah. Hi, my name's Mike. I like long skates along the Rideau Canal.
Make sure you give out your season ticket seat numbers so that when they find out you're single, they can come and find you during the intermission.
319A, seat 6.
I have to say, those seats were pretty good. I was very impressed with sitting in the front row of the 300s. The view is just fantastic.
Okay, well, I started off in section 310, halfway up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feared for your life.
Not bad seats, but man, I was in the front lines, surrounded by Leafers. I was not alone. You know, we had a row of us there, of Sens fans, and we were loud, good Sens fans. But man, talk about being in enemy lines. And the two Leafer idiots sitting in front of me, leaning ahead the whole game. So, you know, you have to lean ahead too. And, you know, that just compounds the issue for everybody behind you. I don't know why people sitting on the sides don't realize. If you lean forward, you're blocking the view of people behind you.
Oh, they don't care. They can see better. No, yeah. No problem. Yeah, it's not just Leafers that do that, though. I've experienced that.
I know.
You know, lots of people. And you were calling
yourself on that too today.
Yeah. Oh, I was calling myself on that because I know I make a better door than a window. If I'm leaning forward, you're not seeing through me and you're going to have trouble seeing around me. So that's why I'm constantly making sure that I'm sitting back so that people can see around me.
So just to continue my story, we got there early, and then after we're done the recording, we went to Bert's Bar and Grill. This was around 4 something, you know, shortly after it opened. And inside the place, like, we were already screaming "Go Sens, Go" chants and drowning out "Go Leafs, Go." And this is 2 hours before the game. Oh my goodness, no voice. It was crazy. Penn, I know you came in and met me there, and you were at the tail end of it.
Yeah,
it was pretty loud in there, just with the noise of the crowd. Because I met you guys there, and just the noise of all the people was loud. When you guys, if you guys had all been yelling, I'm sure it would have been just a din. It would have been just amazing.
Oh yeah. And then some, you know, the pitcher that, you know, just to get you all riled up, was somebody had a some Leaf fan had a pitcher, sorry, a board held up, and on it said, yeah, Matt Cook for MVP.
It's like, this is a problem that I have with these Leafers. It's not, and I find it different with the Hob fans too. It's like, it's one thing to cheer for your team, but just to antagonize the other. And that's what I find Leafers do.
And you see, it's funny because so many Leaf fans will say, oh, we're not all like that. No, you may not all be like that, but a crap load of you are.
And the ones that come to the games are.
The ones who go to the game are. And if you want to change that, then you need to go to that game and tell people to stop being complete tools. But they don't. The reasonably behaved Leaf fans who are there because they want to cheer their team don't turn to the ones who are being complete douchebags and say, you know what, grow up.
Cardinal, that was pretty cool. You actually sounded like Senatron there for a minute.
I am Senatron. Did I? Okay.
Yeah.
That guy was everywhere tonight. That was fun to see.
Yeah. He was all over the place. It was awesome. And he really draws the crowd. Holy crap.
And he ticks off the caterers, too.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny. He kept turning around, and she kept almost getting bashed and knocking her stuff over. And she was carrying a bottle of scotch, too. I'm like, I want to go to that box.
Yeah.
You guys have got some good drinks coming.
Must be the Weiser's box.
Well, we were up on the 200 level concourse, so the Weiser's area is down on the 100, underneath the 100s. I don't know. Anyway. No.
One of the better lines I heard from a Leafer tonight was, off to my right, a little bit behind me, and it's something along the lines of, "Oh man, I effing wish I could hear effing Bob Cole announce this one."
Really?
Yeah, they're all oblivious.
Go home. Watch it on TV then.
That's,
I don't even think he called it, did he? It was Sean Simpson and somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's just more antagonistic behavior than anything else. You know, that's just more of the "I'm trying to get your goat by being a complete tool."
So take back the bank. What do you think, guys?
There was certainly I saw
more blue than ever tonight.
I think that kind of backfired on them.
I don't go to a lot of blue team games for exactly the reason that a lot of other people don't.
Yeah, I found this one worse.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, the last one I was at, I think, was worse than this one. There were a lot of blue team fans there tonight, but I didn't see, believe it or not, I didn't see as much moronic behavior tonight.
You were sitting in the safe section over there at the RSU.
A point taken.
Down in the trenches.
Seriously, that is a big, big difference when you're sitting in 319 versus, remember, row A, seat 6. versus.
He likes laying skates on the Rideau Canal. But
no, because we get it skewed, everything, really, because we get all the chants, because, like, I'm sure that you, Canuck, you probably heard a bunch of "Sens suck" and "Go Leafs go." Our side, it just get drowned out. But no, it's bring your, was it "Take Back the Bank"? I think that was it's a marketing mistake.
It's throwing gasoline on a fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, if the Sens would have gotten blown out like they did last week,
oh, good
Lord, it would have been a mess. Yeah. It would have been an absolute mess. So it's like, I understand what Melnick's trying to do, but. And you're just going to piss off the Leafers, and that's you don't want to give them any ammunition at all.
And every game that I'd been to, including the ones I watch on TV at the home games, you could hear the organ player at different times going do 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 do, and everyone go "Leafs suck," yep. Like that, right?
Yeah.
Every game.
Every game.
So we get to this game. Are you ready for it? And they never play that once.
Oh no, they played it.
No,
they did it at least once or twice because the people were starting to pick up doing it on a different tune.
They did not do the dun 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 dun. They did another one.
Okay,
where people improvised, but they never played that one.
Okay.
So what you have to understand is, as you walk in the door and your ticket gets scanned, you get handed a little pamphlet talking about the classy way to act for the Battle of Ontario.
Yeah, well,
fans should not swear.
Leafers don't read, apparently.
Fans should be able to cheer for whatever team they like to.
Drink responsibly. Explain the person wearing a Colorado Avalanche jersey who was about 10 rows up from us.
Yeah, it's a Matt Duchene one, too. I didn't get that.
Yeah, that one I don't understand.
It's like, if it was John Michael Lyles, I'd understand, but...
Well, Matt Duchene, you know, great player and all, but why are you wearing that to a Battle of Ontario? Well, then again, why do Leaftards wear their jersey? I ran into them, a bunch of them, at a Ottawa Buffalo game a couple of weeks ago. Figure that one out. I certainly haven't. It's like, why are you wearing a Phil Kessel jersey at this game? Oh, because you can and you like to be a jerk. Yeah, fair enough.
I just wear a shirt that says hockey on it or sport.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oh shoot, I wanted to say something. I totally forgot. Oh, great. With the Leafs suck chance there. Another thing I noticed, and kudos to Senators DJ, I don't remember what his,
his handle is.
Every time that the Leafs were going to get started with the chant, he would drown them out and just bring up the volume.
Yeah, he did.
It's just a piece of beauty.
Yeah, especially with it was Metallica in the third period where he just cranked it. It's like, ooh. Great tune, and now the great tune is a lot louder. I like this.
Yep, and just his finger is on the trigger on that one.
Well played.
There goes my voice. Oh.
Wait, were you trying to do Baltimore?
Sir, I dropped your choco.
I got to check with my manager.
Exactly.
Usher.
Oh!
Usher, this Leaf fan's bothering me.
Well, I mean, I know I was sitting in a safe zone, but... Well, in spite of how many, I dare you to leave that in. In spite of how many Leaf fans were there tonight, and there were a lot, and they were noisy, the Senators fans were noisier. And I'm not saying that as a homer. I'm saying that because from what I was listening to, the Sens goals were way louder, than the Leafs goals. Well, especially the third one. That one was a lot of fun. But I found that they were louder.
Oh, that was so close to one of those dumb three-point games.
Yeah!
Well, that's why it was so important that it wasn't a three-point game, because now we're ahead of them in the standings.
And we got a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And we got a Big Mac.
After this, this would be great.
I saw Matt run around as fast as he could to collect tickets up off the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Never thought of that. Should have done that. I could go for
no offense, Matt, but that was pretty clever.
Oh, no, seriously. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, make sure you run around because you'll need to burn off the calories somehow.
I don't need to burn off calories. They just burn off by themselves.
Poor guy.
Yeah, but no, and you're right, Cardinal, because, but that's all, we were really loud. That might be a function of 319. I don't know if any of the listeners have been out. Feel free to email us. Let us know what your experiences are. I really found this one a lot more fun.
It was stressful.
The game, the speed of the game was something else, but
yeah, at times the speed of the game was an entertaining game to watch. It was not a really, really skillful game.
No, no. Yeah, that's one thing. Cause I think I mentioned it to you too. Is yeah. Play Scrivens could not freeze it. He wouldn't glove it down. Apparently he froze it once, and then all the fans are dumping on him for it, but because that was the wrong to freeze. But
yeah, he should have frozen it, right? But they're all dumping on him for not freezing it before that, the game-winning goal.
Tons of rebounds, but you know what? Bishop was the same.
But Bishop's rebounds were at least controlled for the most part.
Two of the goals ended up because of that. But
my rebounds are better than yours.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I think it's probably a stronger defense in front of Bishop.
It was two different games, I can tell you, where I was sitting. Because the first two periods, I sat over in 310 in enemy lines. And then the third period, there was an empty seat in 319 where I sat near you guys. And it was a totally different game in terms of the environment. It was two different places.
The third period was bad for the Sens. They weren't doing anything.
Yeah. They
did struggle.
Pretty stressful over there.
I imagine.
And the people behind, like I was Leafs in front of me, Leafs behind me, and the guys behind me just knew everything, right? They just, every little chance that Toronto had, it was just like listening to the Leafers call it on Hockey Night in Canada, just like, oh my goodness. You know, like it just, they couldn't, what an amazing chance. And if they didn't score, they just could, oh, they couldn't believe it. You know, and Sens would have probably 10 chances to their one. And anyway.
Well, the Sens,
the ice is bad. The puck is bouncing. Yeah. Oh, the ice must be just terrible down there. What's going on?
Yeah, I've seen that from a couple of different places tonight. No, guys, give it up. Your team didn't play well, and they lost. The end. And the Sens didn't play very well either, and they won. The end. It's not more complicated than that. It was entertaining, especially in the third period where it was, what, up and down the ice for 5 or 6 minutes without a whistle?
Yeah.
It was exciting. It was entertaining. It wasn't skillful. Okay.
And what's with that one linesman that just would not drop the puck?
Like, oh, no. Grabowski kept getting kicked out.
Oh, how many times did he get waved out of the circle? I mean, his face-off numbers must look pretty good because he never actually got to
touch. Yeah. I'm going to look that up. It's probably like 1-2 or something like that as a first-line center.
He was 7-9. I just
have,
Yeah, I happen to have it in front of me.
Okay, he must have gotten kicked out about 5-6 times.
Yeah, the Senators didn't do so well on faceoffs tonight. The only person who was positive in faceoffs is Derek Grant.
Yeah,
he was 7-3. Alfie was 1-1. That's not bad.
Well, Alfie's a winger, though.
I know, but he was still 1-1 in faceoffs.
Perfection.
You know, I used to take it in that often. Kyle Turris was 9-10.
The one he lost, he purposefully lost it too.
Oh, did he? Which one was that?
I don't remember. He got waved in because Trish got kicked out, and he just stood there. I don't know what he was doing. He was maybe trying to kill Timer. I don't know. But
I don't remember the circumstance, I'm afraid.
That one was interesting.
Yeah.
No fights in this game. I'm surprised. It came close.
Three penalties. Well, let me rephrase that. Three called penalties.
Yes.
There were a lot of penalties that weren't called. Now,
Both ways.
Exactly. There was the Senators got away with some stuff. I'll admit that. But the Leafs got away with a lot of stuff. Was it Turris who was lying on the ice getting cross-checked in the ribs when the puck was already crossing the red line?
Yep.
And the referee was literally looking. He was standing in the face-off dot looking at this because it was in the hash marks between the face-off circles. No call.
Hey, Turris, quit taking those shots.
Yeah, quit allowing your ribs to be cross-checked and get up and start skating. And Turris would be like, trying? Yeah. Yeah, not a particularly well-officiated game. Well, I turned to you at 10 minutes into the first period and said, you realize there's been no penalties called? And you're like, don't jinx it.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
It's going to be the one call, and when Griba got called, I thought that would be it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were no penalties called in the first period. The first penalty in the game was 6 minutes into the second period, and that was the Kuhlman tripping call, which was very obvious. I mean, that was an obvious call, but there had been probably four or five instances before that that could have been easily called. It's like, okay, that's all right, but where's the makeup call coming? Where is it going to come to? And that was the makeup call was the Griba one in the third period, or the Chris Neal one after the whistle. Yeah. That was pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, I need to see a clip of that because apparently I could only catch a bit of it. But Smith was kind of lunging at Kadri, trying to goad him into a fight.
Well, and Kadri was taking shots at him over the shoulder of the linesman. I'm like, oh, you must have learned that. Matt Sundin doing the face wash over the shoulder of the linesman. That's a brave play.
Well, that's how he started his fight with Hedman too.
Well, okay.
And then Kadri just popped him in the face.
Then the linesman should have let him go because Smith would have filled Kadri in.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have loved to have watched that.
I was sitting next to Chris and misconduct in the third period, and everyone's standing up, and then Chris reminded me, okay, sit back down. It's just Kadri. He's not going to fight.
Well, he went with Hedman, but I mean, that's only a small step up from Semin, you know. Not exactly a battle of the heavyweights in that division.
Can I just say it just feels really good to beat this team?
Oh yes,
big style. That's why we're here, because this is a feel good moment. When the Senators lost 3-0 a week ago, it was the game after we had lost Carlson, and things just weren't working. You know.
Yeah. We didn't run to the mics at that time.
No. Well, we no. Hey, I completely admit that.
Yep.
This is a feel-good moment, and that's why we're celebrating it. Big time. I have no shame in saying that, just like the first game of the season. But that was a bad game.
For safety reasons, we stayed off the airways last week.
Tonight's game was entertaining, but it wasn't a particularly good game. But we beat the blue team. You know, bottom line, we beat the Leafs. And even more important, we're ahead of them in the standings.
That's very true. Because it was one thing about Take Back the Bank, and I think that really took away a lot of the attention for the importance of this game.
Yeah.
By the way, we all saw Randy Carlyle's comments, right, before the game?
Oh, yeah.
about the fact that their media doesn't talk about their injuries?
Yeah, apparently Ottawa whines about its injuries.
Yeah. They're in the same situation.
Absolutely, because they have the number four scorer in the league who's out, and they have the Norris Trophy winner who's out, and a potential Vezina candidate who's out.
Hey, Randy Carlyle. Snee, snee, snuffy, 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 snuffy.
I was actually going to adapt a little bit of Scott Hartnell and say, suck it, Carlisle.
Mm. Oh.
That should be a new hashtag.
Man. Hey, Cardinal, remember when I said that Zibanejad shouldn't take face-offs?
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
He was 3-3 in this game.
Yeah, he was. Well, his last face-off won the freaking game.
Exactly. He wins the important ones. Yeah. And he's still 19. And that's still the thing. 19.
One goal, one assist.
Yeah.
He got them on the board to start, sets up the winning goal. He was throwing his body around.
Oh, my God. He threw a couple of really great checks.
He's 19 years old.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's really starting to annoy me with people going, oh, Zibanejad's not working out. I mean, he's just not turning into the player we thought he was going to be. Well, what were you thinking he was going to be? Well, and he's 19.
Yep. And at the draft, they were also saying, it's like, well, he's kind of like a Mike Fisher type player.
Really?
Exactly.
Not really, because he scores.
Well, Mike Fisher did score once in a while.
Still, he was not a second-line center.
No.
I really see Zibanejad, this might be a problem coming down the pipe, but I do see him as a second-line center.
I think he could be eventually, but he could also start as a third-line.
That's right. Very now, effective. He's 19.
Yeah.
Put on weight over the summers and give him a couple years. Might be a problem with Turris and Zibanejad. I don't think neither one of them could be top. And you still have Spezza for a couple of years.
And you still have Turris as well. So,
yeah. You know. Granted, Zibanejad can play the wing.
No, I think he's better at center. You're right.
I think he's better at center. He's very, very good at north-south game.
Yep. And he works like 200 feet of the ice. He's up and he'll be in the offensive zone, but he'll be right back behind our own goal trying to get the puck out. He's not a floater at all. Well, I think we've covered this game pretty well. This is all I wanted to do tonight. I wanted to get together and just talk about this game.
I think that was better than our normal game recap.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about anything specific.
It's just totally the points. It's just go.
Exactly. Just give her.
Leafs suck.
Leafs suck. And Leaf fans suck harder. Actually, Leaf fans blow. They're like leaf blowers. There you go.
Rake them up.
When are we back? Wednesday?
I'll be back Wednesday.
Something like that.
Yeah. So we'll have the Rangers game and this game and then the Habs game on Tuesday to talk about.
I can't wait to talk about this game again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big style. Because I was at the game tonight, I wasn't involved in the forums, but the forums were pretty active tonight. So if folks are listening to, if folks are watching the game or you want to get involved just talking about the game, the forum threads are always entertaining. And it may take a little while for you to get all the humor that goes on there because there are some inside jokes and people who've been in these forums for a lot of for years. But they are a lot of fun. So
Ivan, welcome back!
Totally.
Email the show!
That was
wicked. I haven't seen that one forever, eh?
Yeah.
How do you have a voice left for that now, Pan?
I don't know, but it's really going to hurt tomorrow.
After the show, we got to order a pizza.
I want pepperoni and bacon with
lots of bacon.
Extra cheese.
Don't forget, well done on top.
Well done!
Okay. My voice is really high because it's sounding a little bit more ridiculous.
I got nothing. I can't go that high. It'll just die if I try and go up that high. But if anyone's looking, when you're watching the game and you want to get involved, the game threads are really picking up. Some of the older forum members are back and new forum members are there as well. Just good to banter about what's going on, whether you're upset about something or whether you're praising something. It just gives you some extra interaction during the games. SensUnderground.com, the game. There's a thread for every game, as well as threads throughout the week on off days. But whatever you want to talk about, feel free to sign up and post your thoughts.
Even a simple Leaf suck. You'll get lots of new friends that way.
That's right. That's all you need to post in it. And it doesn't even need to be a Leafs game when you post that. You can just post that anytime. I do.
And Twitter, too. Yep.
At Twitter as well. Yeah, follow us on Twitter. Interact with us on Twitter. We were doing a little bit of that tonight. There was some good leaf bashing
There's some pretty fun ones in there. So if ever you find something that you find either hilarious or ridiculous, mention us in it. I barely pay attention at work, so I'll just retweet it from any time. So.
Yeah, if you see something good, retweet it and put us into it, and we'll see it and probably run with it, because that's what we do.
Oh, yeah, we'll take your glory.
Nice hat, Bieber.
Yeah. Oh, solid. Very solid. And you can also email your thoughts about this game or any other game to podcast@sendscallups.com. We love to get feedback like that. It makes it a lot more fun when we're putting our main episodes together to get other people's thoughts about what they, what they think of a game or a situation. I mean, if you were at the game tonight, especially if you were sitting in a section outside 319, the safe zone, and you felt like you were behind the lines, let us know what your experience was like. That's awesome.
Just a crowd going by.
That's awesome. I think this wraps it up for tonight. While we still have a little bit of voice, I think we should get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go get burgers.
Yeah, that's right. Free Big Macs tomorrow. I'm definitely picking one.
I want my Big Mac!
That's you're stealing.
I dare you to order one like that, and I want you to record the reaction of the 15-year-old or the 16-year-old behind the counter going, "Yes, sir, right away, sir. Let me get that for you."
Yeah, welcome to McDonald's. Let's take your order, please.
I am too. So.
Yeah, do it.
Sorry,
as a drive.
Sorry, you repeat your order, please.
Yes, what's wrong?
That'd be awesome. We'll be
fine this. Anytime you're a drive-thru.
And to think that we all drove home tonight, that's really scary.
Yeah, I'm just hyped up on sugar.
I'm hyped up on caffeine and sugar, for
we got
sure.
Coffee here. Well, it's decaf, but hey.
Close enough. All right. We'll be back at our usual time slot. Drop us an email. Contact us on Twitter. Join the forums. Give us your thoughts on this game. And above all, Leafs suck. And their fans suck harder. Until next time, folks. Ciao.
Bye.
We should call up and order a pizza in that.
I can't.
I want pepperoni and well done. Cheese. Well done on top.
Yeah, go for it. I think I need to not drink when I do this. I think I work better when I'm not drinking.